Hi, this is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. If you can think and not make thoughts your aim, that's what we're up to. We're looking at If by Rudyard Kipling. And we're up to if you can think and not make thoughts your aim. I once read a story that during the bombings of London and of Britain during World War II, Winston Churchill was under an enormous amount of pressure to try and resolve this as quickly as possible with as few lives lost as possible. The stress was enormous. He had people on all sides telling him what he should do. And with all of this piling up, he knew that he needed to think things through. So you know what he would do? Play chess. That's right. He would leave whatever version of the war room that we would call it today in the United States, and he would go and he would sit down with a competent chess player and he would play chess. And this has nothing to do with winning a battle. It has to do with totally unplugging his mind, because it's amazing. When we unplug our minds, most of the times, that's when the very thing we've been trying to figure out pops into our brains. I know I was walking the beach a couple of weeks ago, and there was something I'd been trying to figure out, and it had to do with a software program that we use to deliver programs to you and to other people. And I was trying to figure out how to integrate it with something else, and I'd been journaling about it, talking to people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and finally I just decided to walk down the beach, and I found my mind kept coming back to this particular issue. I told myself, I'm not going to think about it. And whenever it came in, I said the mantra that I say when I meditate, because I practice transcendental meditation. So I said the mantra instead. Well, guess what? The solution just came roaring into my head. I say roaring. It's truly that still small voice. It's like it was always there. It's like you're in a room and you're desperately looking for a blue box in the room, and you look everywhere and you can't find the darn thing. And then you quit looking, and guess what? There it is. And it was always there. The same is true when we don't make thoughts our aim. Sometimes we need to back off. You know, when Apple and Google first started putting ping pong tables and pool tables and nap pods in, people thought they were crazy. Nowadays, Google offers free meditation training for all 35,000 of its employees, and it has meditation rooms at every one of its campuses. And people thought they were crazy. Why get people off of work? Keep them focused on work. Wrong. It's taking those little breaks, those little breathers, that allows people to discover the things they need to know to do the things they want to do better. I'm smiling partly because I'm realizing that I have this bad habit of plopping down, I don't plop, but sitting down in front of a computer and working myself, and then realizing it's 4.5 hours later, and I go to stand up and I kind of creak, and I realize I'm very thirsty because I have moved. I haven't moved. I haven't drunk water. I haven't done anything. Not good. We need to take breaks, because it is during those times when we don't make thoughts our aim that the thoughts come in. Try it today. Get away from your problems. I know a friend who used to solve all his problems by having a cup of coffee. Whatever he's working on, if he couldn't figure it out, he'd go have a cup of coffee. And invariably, that's when he'd figure it out. Give it a try. We'll talk tomorrow. Enjoy today. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.